A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. The word of the Lord came to the prophet Isaiah, saying, "Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord, and he will have mercy on him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven, and do not return there, but water the earth, and make it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Alleluia. Alleluia. Christ, who has redeemed us with his blood, is risen and has appeared to us. Alleluia.
A reading from the Epistle of Blessed James the Apostle. Beloved, be doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is like a man observing his natural face in a mirror. For he observes himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of man he was. But he who looks into the perfect law of liberty, and continues in it, and is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this one will be blessed in what he does. If anyone among you thinks he is religious and does not bridle his tongue, but deceives his own heart, this one's religion is useless. Pure and undefiled religion before God and the Father is this: to visit orphans and widows in their trouble, and to keep oneself unspotted from the world. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Alleluia. Alleluia. I came forth from the Father and have come into the world. Again I leave the world and go to the Father. Alleluia. The Lord be with you. The continuation of the Holy Gospel according to St. John.
Glory be to thee, O Lord.
At that time, Jesus spoke to the disciples, saying, "In that day you will ask me nothing. Most assuredly I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. Until now you have asked nothing in my name. Ask, and you will receive, that your joy may be full. These things I have spoken to you in figurative language, but the time is coming when I will no longer speak to you in figurative language, but I will tell you plainly about the Father. In that day you will ask in my name, And I do not say to you that I shall pray the Father for you. For the Father himself loves you, because you have loved me, and have believed that I came forth from God. I came forth from the Father, and have come into the world. Again, I leave the world, and I go to the Father. His disciples said to him, See, now you are speaking plainly and using no figure of speech. Now we are sure that you know all things and have no need that anyone should question you. By this we believe that you came forth from God. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to thee, O Christ.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
The word of the Lord came to the prophet Isaiah and said, My word that goes forth from my mouth shall not return void. The word of God is living and active, the apostle writes. God the Son is the perfect expression of the will of God the Father. And that will, his good and gracious will, the expression of his mercy and love in time and space, is that his word accomplish what he pleases, and prosper in the thing for which he sent him. So the word became flesh and dwelt among us. The word that spoke to Isaiah was there in that upper room with the 12, as St. John records. His 33 years of incarnate earthly life would soon be brought to a bloody end. He knew that cross and tomb awaited him. So he changed the way he spoke. He no longer spoke in parables. The seed of the woman, the arm of the Lord, the God of Abraham, the son of David, the God who dwelt between the cherubim, the way, the truth, the life, the good shepherd, taught the 12, I came forth from the Father and have come into the world. Again, I leave the world and go to the Father. He prophesies his ascension. His words are stark. They are clear. He came from the Father, but his way back to the Father is the way of suffering. He would wet the streets of Jerusalem with his blood. He would bear his cross. The spikes would find their sinless, sin-covered marks. In his last hour, he would pray and bless. He would teach, and he would die. And darkness would cover the land. And in that darkness, the light of the world would finish the work prophesied of old. As he promised through the prophet, he accomplished that which pleases the Father. You see, that was his way back to the Father. But the word promised that the word would not return void. So it is not the word, but the tomb that is void. He robbed death of its divine hostage. He took up his life again. He prospered in the thing for which he was sent, to defeat sin, to conquer death, to crush the head of the ancient serpent. He prospered in the thing for which he was sent, your redemption and the redemption of all men. His way back to the Father opened your way to the Father. As he promised, the word does not return void. The prophetic and apostolic divine word, the word which finds its center and fulfillment in Christ, is publicly proclaimed and preached to the ends of the earth. And by the power of the Holy Spirit, that word accomplishes that which pleases God. It accomplishes God's will in you. The divine word is living and active. The sharp edge of the law cuts and slices through your self-justification and all your excuses. Its piercing point digs into your rationalizations and your pretexts, and it exposes your sin. So the apostle directs you, do not deceive yourself. The tree is judged by its fruit. So be not hearers only, but doers of the word. If anyone among you thinks he is religious and does not bridle his tongue, but deceives his own heart, this one's religion is useless. So to read and to hear the word without changing your life is a useless religion. Hearing works faith. Faith alone saves. But saving faith is never alone. Faith is not idle. Faith works. So consider your own life. Have you, as the apostle demands, kept yourself unspotted from the world? That is God's will for you. Or have you been stained by the corruption and the insanity of this sinful, fallen world that surrounds you? Has the perverse reason of this world been your teacher? Have you thought, lived, spoken, and acted like those who have no God, or those who worship false gods? Like all fallen men, you have not bridled your tongue, and you have deceived your heart. Repent. Look into the mirror, the perfect mirror of the law of God, and see what kind of man you have been. Look into God's perfect word and see there the just penalty for your sin. But God's thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are his ways your ways. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are his ways higher than your ways, and his thoughts than your thoughts. And thanks be to God for that. For in his mercy and his grace, he gives you another word, a word not of bondage, but of liberty. And that word, too, does not return to him void. That word, too, the glorious saving gospel word, the word of life and forgiveness and love, accomplishes what he pleases. It prospers in the thing for which he sent it. It brings Christ to you. And that word is the word that brings you comfort and consolation, faith and hope. That word is that Christ died for you in your place to render the debt that you have owed to God, to settle your account, to pay your price, to redeem you, to buy you back, to make you God's own child, to open to you the way of the Father that the Word himself opened. So you look into that perfect law of liberty, the gospel word, and by the power of the Spirit of the living God, you continue in that saving word, and you are blessed in what you do. You believe. But more specifically, you believe that Jesus Christ is God's Son, the only Savior, the second person of the Holy Trinity, by whose blood you are redeemed. And that, dear Christian, is the pure and undefiled religion before God the Father. The faith that you are given by the Spirit impels you, by the Spirit's leading, to do the very things that God has prepared in advance for you to do. For the apostle writes of you that you are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that you should walk in them. So in Christ, led by his Spirit, empowered by faith and hope and love, you produce good fruit, fruits which outwardly show the faith that God has placed in you. And as the apostle promises, you have received the implanted word which is able to save your soul. It is yours, dear Christian, to live in the day that the Lord promised. For it is in this day, today, the day of salvation, that you ask the Father by the Spirit in the Son's name, and the Father hears you and he answers you. The Father himself loves you because you love his only begotten Son, and you believe that he came forth from God. So you pray trusting that God hears you as he has promised. You pray because that's what faith does. You pray, forgive us our trespasses, and God the Son places his body and blood into your mouth. He who is the sower and the seed gives heavenly bread to you, his redeemed eater. The word that has gone forth from the Father places himself into you, and he accomplishes what he pleases. He prospers in the very thing for which he was sent, that you return to the Lord, that he has mercy on you, for it is he who abundantly pardons. The word bids you take and eat, take and drink, and you receive Christ, not as a hearer only, but as a doer of his word, for the forgiveness of your sins and for the strengthening of your faith. And the way to the Father, the way to the triune God, the way to heaven is open for you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.